தள்ளாத வயதில் தறி உண்பார் உண்பார். பதினஞ்சு வயசு இருக்கும்போது
Welcome to Auroville Radio. I have the pleasure to be with Richa and Ribu today, and we're going to talk about their recent movie that's being presented in Auroville Film Festival, that is Who is Damu? I just saw the movie and I was quite interested in this perspective from this traditional performative arts, village perspective, Tamil Nadu. Quite interesting, quite new for me. I would love to know, why have you chosen this kind of biographic approach? What was so interesting for you in focusing on one person of this Damu?
The idea was not to make a biography. It is actually a portrait. We set out to make a portrait of the landscape, of where we are. And we needed a character. And Damu was a cast. Damu was the character through whom we wanted to tell, remind our audience, particularly of the bioregion, of the various, the sacred groves, the tropical dry evergreen forest, the pteroglyphs in Perumukkal, the places where Damu takes the people, and also the highlight the socio-political scenario in which an artist is situated. So Damu came across as the right cast.
And how did you get to know Damu?
Well, we had just finished a film on the Nicobar group of islands, and we were fascinated by this community living in Auroville, and we thought that we must experiment with our lives now, and if not now, then when? And we happened to land up in Pichandikulam. Pichandikulam had opened its doors for us, and it was Pichandikulam's initiatives that we were fascinated with. Pichandikulam runs an environment education center in Nadukuppam, the heartland of this region, Kaluvelli bioregion. And we had been visiting Nadukuppam forest very often, almost every Saturday, almost every Thursday. And then we were looking at all the initiatives and works that were done. And then there was this quiet guy, always there, but somewhere, you know, in the shadows, but always there. His presence was quite intriguing, because what he was doing, and yet not doing, and there, but not there, and things that were being done with him, through him, All of that was interesting. And then he became quite a fascinating character to explore the actions that were being anchored in that space.
Mm-hmm. So, and this inspiration, this Tirukuttu inspiration, and all these performative arts that have been screened, that have been shown, was it all new for you, or were you already interested in this kind of stuff, in this kind of arts?
See, the Tirukut interested because when one dons or wears the Tirukut costume, he is no more that village man. And that this much we were aware of. And we realized that it is when one wears that Tirukut dress, you know, he has a sanction of articulating what is otherwise not socially quite acceptable. And that quite worked well. It is not that Damu has been wearing this costume time and over again, though Damu has been teaching drama and theatre. But we got to know that Damu was a Tirukut artist, and it was and Tirukut art, his father was a Tirukut artist, and he had never himself taken that step. But in our interactions, when we proposed him that, he was extremely fascinated with the ideas, and he started writing stories that could be retold. And that also is a very important theme of the film. You know, at some time in the center of the film, he wears the Tirukut costume, and one can see his a nervousness in wearing it. He does not take his shirt off. You know, he is being put on that, and he almost is very sick wearing that. But and it changes him as a character. It gives him that courage. You know, it that realization in the film's narrative becomes very important. You know, that is how we have designed it.
I found particularly beautiful the scene where there's a bunch of girls. You can see the heads of the girls watching the boys and Damu on the stage. And there, if I'm not wrong, there's also an educative element that's quite new to me. I didn't know that through Tirukuttu, this not socially, whatever is not socially acceptable becomes. And also educative proposals can be there. And I heard them speaking about reforestation and becoming more sensitive about trees and cutting trees, and also pollution and plastic. Is it something new? Is it a new trend in Tamil Nadu to speak about this kind of stuff? Or has it always been like this? Like using performative arts to educate and to teach?
Honestly speaking, it's a Pichandikulam initiative.
I see. Okay.
It is a Pichandikulam initiative. There's a mm-hmm. group of people who kind of have been, hand-holding Damu and writing scripts with him and utilizing Damu's inherent abilities to kind of give it another kind of a flavor and another kind of a form. So it's an interesting combination of what inherently Damu knows as an artist, as a traditional performer, and what has been brought onto the table by a certain set of values which have been inculcated in that space by the Pichandikulam initiative. So it's not something that Damu originally came up with, but Damu was able to articulate it in his artistic form much better than anybody else whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And that combination has worked.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, because what happens is the education system that we went through and everybody goes through, all these things of pollution, plastics, garbage, global warming, climate change, is very, very well articulated and it's drilled into our heads. And at the same time, you know, it is taken so well for granted, this education system, that we are fine with everything else. So as filmmakers, particularly seeing Damu and Damu's activities and the way Pichandikulam's approach or the desired approach, the Joss's vision, you know, the way Joss kind of imagined to kind of spearhead this entire, to take the Auroville story into its bioregion, you know, with Damu, it was like very palpable for us. You know, it was what Damu was doing was he was taking them to places and make them fall in love with your own land. It is not pollution. You can't do anything per se of pollution. You can't do anything per se about any of these things. But only if you start again falling in love with the very space that you inhabit, maybe there will be
a
certain...
There's more chance to get in a spontaneous respect.
Spontaneous respect instead of an academic...
Actually, education does not quite work if it is on a borrowed language. If you really want to educate and if there has to be a change from within, it has to come from a language and from a space that is familiar and rooted, you know, because things happen when they are closest to you. The change happens when it's closest to you in a setting, in a language, in a form that you are familiar with. And hence to kind of talk or to teach with a foreign language really would yield not as much result
as to
talk or to kind of touch a chord which is inherent in your landscape, in your culture, in your tradition and traditional performance art, so that you speak the language that you are born with. Mm. And thus, with that language, you try and understand what really matters in terms of the world around, and from close to far, and not from far to upfront.
Yeah.
And culture is very important. Songs and dance in almost all communities are the carriers of culture. And culture is not something about song and dance. Culture is also about your relationship and your behavior with your and behavior with respect to ecology and human beings. So what has happened is like all these traditional local cultures have kind of lost itself in the wake of this mainstream Bollywood or the film industry or the aspirations that we see on television, which is an inevitable thing. And there lies Damu's, it is almost a fight against the impossible. It's in the film, Damu takes refuge, you know, after 15 years of not doing Thirukkut, not 15 years after... After, as a child, he never knew Thirukkut. Then he was an environment educator. And then he takes refuge in Thirukkut because, and he has been an environment educator. He had been seeing all these programs happening, this and that. It is almost a refuge, you know, where you actually, when what do you see those pteroglyphs, you take them onto top of the mountains and you show them, you see, you know, there are people living here. And the other side is... You know, it's a stone, it's a mine, you know, that same hill is being cut down for granite, which is being exported all over the world, you know, so.
Yeah, I wanted to know something about you now, because we're speaking about the movie, but we haven't introduced you, and I don't know who plays which role in this beautiful artwork. So how did you manage the work? Who...
Actually, the original idea was Rivu's, you know, he's always full of ideas and it's things kind of, you know. So he had this idea of doing a film with Damu and I was like, come on, who is he? Why do you want to do a film on him? Yes, you know, you talk about, there was a strange thing that he saw, which I took some time to see. But then when I saw it, I was able to articulate, and then together we were able to articulate it in terms of filming. The process of filming was extremely difficult because we had to overcome a lot of lack of trust and fear and hostility from people who should have been extremely friendly, and we could not figure out where that fear came from. There was a lot of fear.
You mean the people who were filmed?
Yes, yes. Because, see, Damu comes, there are a whole lot of factors. I don't know whether I should be getting them into right now. There's Damu as a junior to a lot of other people. There was peer pressure. There was caste
issues.
Yes.
I would rather not articulate the fears, but the fact that there was huge amount of fear among everybody from Pichandikulam and from the Nadukuppam team. Why so much focus on Damu and what is it that we are really after? But what we were after was a simple story of a simple man, and there was a lot of hostility that we weren't able to deal with. And we still don't know why.
But no matter what, you made it.
So yeah, we made it because we had no money, you know. You have, in Auroville, nobody has money.
Yeah, that was my second question.
What we about the production? Make money. So we made the film because the only way we can make money is to buy, you know, there's no other way.
Not making the film would have meant that no more film commissioned from the government.
Because
there was a clear letter that it's not happening.
Yeah, it was 2 years of struggle. It was 2 years of a lot of struggle. It was a brilliant idea. We started off very well, and the more, because we wanted to get intimate and to be able to go close to somebody, you need to have certain trust and liberties. And though Damu, the character who was central to the film, was able to trust us, his peers weren't able to trust us from top to bottom.
We had only spent about like 6 hours with him alone, otherwise not.
Because there was always somebody who was supposed to be there as an inspector. To be present while we are talking to Damu, as if almost Damu was an appointed, I should not be using any further harsh words,
yeah.
but it was a difficult process.
I couldn't imagine this. Wow. makes it much more interesting.
The caste is a big issue, yeah. Where Damu comes from, and then there are other people around him. And you know, when you are giving attention to a person,
especially people coming from here, and
highlighting,
he will quit his job and go. We don't want to lose another employee. You know.
So it was difficult, and then the film was, I think, but it's normal.
It's
because
normal.
All films are made out of desperate situations. I really don't think that there is any artwork that happens smoothly. It doesn't. I mean, maybe it does, but unfortunately or unfortunately, not with us.
It's because not your philosophy, yeah. You go through the difficulties.
And it happens, like, come on, if a film...
No, it was stupid of us to choose to character a guy with whom you can't... take an interview. I can't ask a question to him in Tamil, but we knew that it's going to work because Damu was okay. You know, so that was a very clear-cut challenge. But that was a challenge we have always dealt. We have made films in Gujarat, in Gujarati, and we have made films in Nicobars, in Nicobaris. You know, so language is something that is not a problem. But this entire caste and hierarchy was the first time we realized that it is something which is extremely delicate and it can only be overcome with money. You know, everybody wants to be paid. You know, when the first principle is you don't, in a documentary, we never paid our characters, never did. But this was the first time we agreed to pay, you know, after getting the film being commissioned.
That's also interesting, very interesting. So you both manage shooting, editing, and production together. You're a full team, the two of you. Were there any other people involved in the shooting, cinematography?
There were some assistants who were kind of given to us by Pichandikulam. There were some assistants we wanted to choose ourselves, but we were not able to for some reason. There were a lot of... We cannot make film alone. It was not just me and Ribu.
Yeah.
Though me and Ribu managed to shoot and edit, but without the help of a lot of other people, the film would never have happened. Not possible.
Particularly two of our juniors, you know, who could actually... Because we have had no interviews with him. That was, we were waiting for. It was all random talk, you know, which was not shot with... We had no preparation for on the... The sound is very... That's what sound wants to be worked on. So,
and so you say that sound needs to be worked on.
Yeah, we have
Do
to
you
redesign.
Need to, is it something you would love to ask donation for, or are you already doing
no,
it?
No, we are good. We
no.
are good.
I'm asking if we need to any artist, is there anything you want to ask to the listeners?
No, if we want to ask, we would like people to go and check out filminstitute.auroville.org. That is what we would like ask the listeners to, that we are initiating a small attempt to kind of have a film school.
You know, where we understand each other, where you know where every crew member, one of the most important thing in a film crew is like Umesh had said, when unlike most professions are horizontal, filmmaking is a vertical profession. You have to treat the last man with equal respect as to the top man, and you have to deal with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that those are very important. So that's why we want this Audible Film Institute to be the place where those values are very important to be a filmmaker. You know, we can make ads, commercials, but in terms of cinema, you know, it takes you, it makes it is it, my life gets complicated. You know, and you have to have crew on whom you can trust, who understand your language, who understand. To go beyond divisive thinking, walls, caste, hierarchies, and what to lose.
So check the website
fears.
To get more details about your programs, about your continuous education.
Yes, and join us. Join us because we are planning a whole lot of short courses, cinema-centric learning journeys, where we would like people to participate, especially Auroville, where we can host a confluence of people and cinema aspirants and cinema practitioners, cinema lovers from inside and outside, where we are able to bring down barriers, mental, emotional, physical, and where we are able to just nurture ideas as best as we can.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm satisfied. I liked it.